Ephesians chapter 4. And as typical on most of these lessons recently, we just pull the title from the passages, thought from the passage that we have. But how many of us have been told to grow up? How many of us never want to grow up? How many of us want to be a kid at heart? How many of us want to laugh and play and enjoy life? And sometimes people go, you're not serious enough. Or, that's immature. Well, I think everybody has a different opinion and a different concept of what that is. Especially in the world, if you're talking worldly. But when you start talking in spiritual terms, in the kingdom of heaven, we don't go by our opinions, do we? We go by what the Word of God says. So let's look this morning at first part of Ephesians 4 and see what pertains to growing up in the Lord, being grown up spiritually. And beginning in first verse, Ephesians 4, 1 through 10 says, I therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling which with you are called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But to each one of us grace was given, according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now this, he ascended, what does it mean? But he also first descended to the lower parts of the earth. Did he descend? Is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens that he might fill all things. Few simple questions for us this morning out of this passage, brothers and sisters in Christ. Are we walking worthy of the calling which we were called? Well, and you know, I don't know if Easton knows this or not. What, Easton, you never heard this story about the lowly worm? Lowly worm. I can't remember any of that other part of that story, but the lowly worm. You remember the book, Hannah, when you were little? See, you don't even remember it. That's the only way I remember, because I don't think it was written or it was around after I came about being lowly. But you think about being lowly. How many of us got up this morning and said, I want to be lowly? None of us did. But yet God's Word, and this is the passage that gives us some attributes and understanding of the kingdom of God and what there is, and then it talks about growing up. The next part of the passage talks about growing up. So we need to walk worthy. We need to be lowly or humble, as we talked about in our class this morning. Gentleness and long-suffering, bearing with one another in love. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We'll ask Brother Joe if there's infighting between teammates and the basketball team. How good of a practice is he going to have? How good a game are they going to have? Those of you don't know, you know, coach. But you think about that, folks. Those of you that played on a team. Lucas, when you and I struggle at the racetrack, we're a team, you know. We get team members occasionally come help us out, but we're the two team members for the most part. When Luke, there's been just a few times, unfortunately, but there's been a couple times just this year that Lucas says, I want to do this to the car. And I said, I don't think you ought to do this. I want to do this to the car. And when we took two cars to race and I got the car, I wanted my car set up one way and he wanted his car set up another way. Now, as far as the kingdom of heaven goes, it doesn't hurt. Because it has nothing to do with the kingdom of heaven. Because we can have different opinions and different ways to set the cars up and do things different ways. Same way with Joe's team. They can have different opinions and different ways to shoot the basket, and different speeds and different agilities, different way to do defense. But if they don't look to the head coach, and in this kingdom of heaven, if we don't look to Jesus to unify us, if we don't look to Jesus to learn how to grow up spiritually in His holy word, we're just going to be like those people that can't get along. Folks, the people in the world can't get along. That's apparent. Watch the news. Watch people's understanding with how they make TV shows, you know. How many of us have watched a movie where everybody gets along? They don't make them. Even the Disney movies. There's always a villain. There's always the up and down. Always the ebb and flow of life. Well, that's reality for us. So we kind of accept it when it happens here in the church. It's okay not to grow up. But folks, according to God's word, that's not okay spiritually. And it remind us, folks, because what happens when you get angry with somebody and you don't want to grow up, you don't want to act grown up? I'm going to go do my own thing. I'm going to go somewhere else. I'm going to try something else. I don't like the old stuff. Well, you know, let's just think about that in the terms of food for a minute. All the stuff that you like. How many of us ate something new this week we've never eaten before? Nobody. We ate something we like, right? We ate something we go back to, right? How many of us tried some new soap? A new type of soap this week? Nobody? Same old soap? How many of us drank something new this week we've never drank before? Nobody? Same old drinks? But when it comes to the Word of God, I want something new. I want something different. That's old fashioned. No, it's not. It's God's holy Word. It's living and active. It's relevant. It's His promises to us. It is His will for us. Don't be kind. That's immature to say that's old fuddy-duddy stuff. It's really not growed up. It's not grown up. Growed up. Okay. I hear the grammar police giving me the evil eye. But I love you for that. Each one of us, grace was given. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God. Folks, the world wants to tell you that, you know, we all worship the same God, just different ways. That's not what God's Word says. That's a non-spiritual, grown-up way of saying, I want to do what I want. And what you do is okay, and what I do is okay. We're all going to the same place. And Jesus never said that. God's Holy Word never says that. The Holy Spirit never says that. That's a lie of Satan. It's tough because we love everybody and we want everybody to be saved. We want everybody to go to heaven because we know how precious it is. But the reality is, folks, turn their back on Jesus and on the truth. Some people never grow up spiritually. In our specific passage this morning, it is written, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness and deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. And why I got 16 added, because it's part of the passage and I didn't put it up here, and Lucas, you read what I had written down. From whom the whole body, joined and knitted together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Folks, obviously I've highlighted things that maybe if you watch Fox News, they would call talking points. If you are involved sometimes in how we run meetings at work, an action item, you know, or bullet points, and some people might say. Jesus, he himself gave these things. Why? Maybe to remind us to grow up in the Lord. Funny thing, he gave people in order to equip people to work in the ministry and to edify the body of Christ. For one purpose, unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. Unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. To a perfect man. So when you have that knowledge of the Son of God and that unity of faith, to be the fullness of Christ. And it says, no longer be children. So folks, let me ask you this. How many of us end up having a study during the week? And that though we have lots of Bible studies going on in here. That's a very grown-up thing. That's a very good thing. It's a very spiritual thing. It's very edifying. It's very equipping. Very fulfilling of this passage that we're looking at. And for those of us that are struggling with being grown up, okay, let's look at that and realize that. It's going to help us. For those of you that are grown up, that are following this passage in this holy word of God, be reminded and be encouraged that that's what you're doing. And also, the reason why that we're no longer children, because a lot of the studies going on, folks, are helping people that are tossed to and fro. The passage we just looked at about one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, one Father overall, one church. There's a lot of people tossed to and fro. They don't understand that. There's a lot, every wind of doctrine, trickery of men, cunning and craftiness, deceitful plotting. Folks, we need to recognize that that's what that is. If it's not the truth, and it's tough. It's tough telling people we love that that's not the truth. It's tough to explain to somebody what they believe, and they might even swear by it and die by it, it's not the truth. How many of us have loved ones, family, friends, or co-workers that are tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine, the trickery of men, and the cunningness and craftiness? All of us, right? Every one of us, folks. All of us do. And sometimes we're tempted with some of that ourselves. Just that's, you know, oh, not me, I'm all grown up. We just need to recognize, folks, when that starts happening to us. I'll give you an example. I love, listen to, and I'm edified and uplifted by people that aren't members of the Church of Christ. Some preachers. They got good messages, they got good insight, you know. But if they're not preaching the whole truth and nothing but the truth, I got to be careful. We've got to be careful. Because then we start thinking, you know, maybe, but there is no maybes. God has not given us any maybes when it comes to one Lord. One faith, there's multiple steps here. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, one Father. There are no maybes in that. And we're being tossed to and fro if we start considering something else. We really are. We got to be careful that we stay grown up if we are grown up. And we reach that point. Because it helps us speak in truth and love. You know what? This is convicting to me. It's grown up. You know what? I'm going to be grown up in this, and I'm going to be grown up in that, and I'm going to grow up in what I want. But what does the passage say? Somebody tell me. What are we supposed to grow up in? All things. All things. All things. We don't get to pick and choose. I'm going to be grown ups, let's see, spiritually wise, and just my faith. Got to be grown up in one faith, one Lord, one baptism, one Father over all. The grace of God. The grace of God that was given to all men. Folks, let me ask you this. The grace that's imparted unto you, how do you share it with others? Are you as free with the grace that you have and you are capable of and given to others as Jesus was to us? Or do you just want to be nice to some people? Do you just want to be forgiven to some people? Do you just want to love some people? I think we all walk in that sometimes, folks. But in order to be grown up in the Lord, we got to give it to everybody just like Jesus did. He loved and forgave and was kind to those people that spit on him and hated him and murdered him. What a great example of being grown up. What a great example of following the Most High God. What a great example to say, follow me. Follow me. Because that's effective working. You know, I was reading this passage in this verse 16, and it says, from whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies. Not the special joints. Not the most knowledgeable joints. Not the most educated joints. Not the oldest joints. Not the youngest joints. Not the joints that volunteer. Only volunteer. Every joint, folks. Everybody is important in the kingdom of heaven. Everybody. You know, Jesus told the parable about the shepherd. One sheep goes, and he goes and spends his time and leaves the other ones alone to go bring that one back. How many we have this morning, Wanda, count-wise? 64. Thank you all 64 for being here. And I just thought of this, and I'll share it with you, and I'll try and impart it. What do What do you think about one day this week praying for all 64 people that are here individually to think about? To remind us that every joint that's here is important. I'll be honest with you, that's going to be tough to do. Some of you folks are visitors, some of you folks, if I had to remember your first name, or your first and last name, and even though as long as I've been here, I'd be Gibbs upside the back of the head. Kapow. But I say that to help us understand every person is important in the kingdom of God. For the effective working and to cause growth and edifying of itself in love. Edifying itself in love. I don't know about you, but my best days are when I don't have any contention in my life. Now, it doesn't mean I don't have ups and downs. It doesn't mean that I have to go bite my tongue. It doesn't mean any of those things. It just means that I have resolved and followed Jesus that day, and I've been grown up in the Lord. I've been guided by the Holy Spirit in my thoughts and in my actions and the things that I do. And I'm going to edify people the most. I'm going to perfect Jesus in my life. I'm going to help with unity in the faith. I'm not going to be a child that's tossed to and fro. To and fro. In closing this morning, let's recall the things that might help us this week if we can remember them from God's holy word. Walk worthy of the calling which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. To each one of us, grace was given. He himself gave. DC, Brother DC, thank you for them songs you picked out this morning. They talked about Jesus and what he's done for us and what he does for us and that he gave. He gave from the beginning of time and on the day of the cross and the years he was here, and he's still giving to us today as he's promised in his holy word. Equipping, edifying for unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. Are you planning your life this week to help equip and help edify those around you as you walk? I have a family member. See, I'm not going to let you know who it is, but he used to look in the mirror. Man, God can't do no better than that. That's not me, okay? Not me. But folks, when we look in the mirror, do we see perfect? Do we see somebody forgiven? Do we see the grace of God? Do we see these things that God's holy word says? We should. That's what he wants us to see. He doesn't want us to see sin and rejection and wrinkles and hair or no hair. He wants us to see somebody that's being and has been perfected and has grown up in Christ. Ready to serve the kingdom of heaven. A child of the Most High God. To the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Being fulfilled with Jesus should be one of the most treasured things that happens in our lives. We should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. Folks, the only way that's going to happen is if you're grounded in the truth. Grounded in the truth. That's why we're here this morning, to remain grounded in the truth. One of the reasons. Speaking the truth in love. Folks, I dare say for us to remind ourselves with this passage from God's Word, it's all inclusive. If I can't speak the truth in love, should we speak it? Should we speak it? Or when we get ready to speak the truth to someone, should we remind ourselves to do it out of love? The only purpose I want to tell you this is because I want you to be in the way and to make it to heaven. That's a good way for self-check. Am I doing it out of love? I want you to be saved. I want you to live forever. That we may grow up in all things into Him who is the head, Christ, whom the whole body, jointed and knit together by what every joint supplies. Folks, to be like Jesus, to be following Jesus, and to not take other people for granted. Everybody's important. Everybody's important. Everybody's important. Everybody's important. According to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. It takes work. It takes work. Has anybody else done anything in our lives that didn't take work that we really enjoyed? I'll give you an example. Even if you're sitting on the couch and you're enjoying a TV show, you had to push the remote to turn it on. Okay? Then I know I would venture to say there's more than half of us here that don't turn the TV on without getting up and getting something to eat. That's just, they go hand in hand, you know. It takes effort, folks, to do things in life. And for us to think that our faith and our growth in Christ just happens without taking any effort. You know, I'll use this analogy again real quick. Folks, if you're taking a vacation and you only fill up your gas tank once, what happens when you get 300 or 400 miles down the road? Unless you got 250 gallon tanks, then you can run 1,000 miles. You got to fill up your tank. You got to stay grown up. You got to grow up spiritually. You got to revive yourself. Folks, I can only do just a little bit by sharing God's word with you. Partaking of the Lord's Supper is a very important part. Coming together is a very important part. Singing the songs that have a sermon in each song. Each song's a sermon to me. I'm like, oh man, I need to work on that. Oh man, I'm glad of that. Oh man, I know that. That's edifying. But it takes work. It takes work to learn how to sing. It takes work to read God's word. It takes work to love people and to show that grace that's been given to us. If you're not in the way and you're not on the way to live forever, if you haven't been baptized into Christ, the one faith, one Lord, one baptism, we offer that opportunity this morning to make that right. Become a child of God. Or if you have need of prayers of the congregation for any means, or if there's something in God's words touched your heart, make a change. Make a change and have a great week. We offer any of those things as an invitation as we stand and sing a selected hymn this morning.